The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, you can call in, bring up anything you want. We've been having a discussion about activism, some of which some activists find offensive. And the thing is, in my observation, different people find different things offensive. And if the activists here in Keene, New Hampshire, we've kind of put, in a lot of ways, Keene on the map for being sort of this activist mecca. And that does mean some people come and go. But, you know, because of that, some people have been upset by some of the things that have happened here. And if we stopped doing all of the things that upset some people, then we wouldn't do anything. And so there's that. Dale is with us here from anarchyinyourhead.com. And you've been sticking it out here. Appreciate you coming all the way out from Manchester to talk to a brick wall here. I know that's how
I'm glad to be back.
I know that's how it feels to you, like you're talking to a brick wall and you're not being listened to. But it's my experience that when people say, "You're not listening to me about this," it's that what they're really saying is you're not doing what I want you to do. Because I'm listening. I've understood completely. I get it. And I get where you're coming from. You know,
if you feel strongly about something, if you truly, truly feel like what you're doing is right and you feel strongly about it, then no, you shouldn't let me talk you out of it. I agree with that.
It's wrong to tell a government bureaucrat that when they hurt people that it's wrong to hurt people. Please stop hurting people.
Right.
And I don't consider that harassing, but I understand why some people do.
I'm going to talk about when we get a chance. I know there's someone on the hold. When we get a chance, I do want to talk about why I think you're being douchey.
Okay, fair enough.
And what I mean by douche.
Let's go to Chris Cantwell, our Wednesday night co-host. He is on Skype. Hello, Chris.
Good to be with you guys. Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
So I was just looking at there's a lot of question of what it is that we're accomplishing here, right, is what I keep on hearing getting asked and answered and then asked again. It seems to be what everybody wants to know. So I'm here looking at a list of the top 100 libertarian websites on planet Earth by Alexa rank, according to toplibertarian.com. And so three of those are, to my understanding, run by Ian: LRN.FM, freetalklive.com, and freekeen.com. Another one is my own website, ChristopherCantwell.com, which is seeing more traffic than the Free State Project is. And so we are getting these things in front of a great deal of people, and part of the reason that they're being put in front of a lot of people is thank you so much to people like Dale who are whining and crying about this stuff, that it draws more attention to it, right? We're reaching a great deal of people, which I'm pretty sure is like kind of the goal here, right? We want to get these ideas in front of people. We want to get people thinking, and it seems to be working out pretty well. And at least on my website, when I interact with my audience, what prevents them from moving here, if anything, is largely that they're sick and tired of listening to everybody complain and whine and judge everyone else's behavior.
I deserve to respond to being
called
a whiner.
I'd like to respond real quick, though. Those people are just a bunch of people with excuses, right? Like, oh, I'm not going to move to New Hampshire because some people are complaining. Well, they're the ones whining in that particular case. But go ahead.
And how many man hours have I put into real activism and doing in here in the real world?
I've gone to jail for it.
And when you call me a why is it I'm a whiner when I call Ian out? If he calls someone out, he's being strong and expressing his opinion openly. I'm here. I drove out to Keene to spend my time here on the air and own everything that I have to say. I have an opinion just like Ian does about what makes for effective activism. When I call him out for being a douche, and I do think he's being douchey, I like him. I like you too, by the way. I get along great with Chris in person. If I have an opinion about a particular activism, it's not personal. I just want to be clear about that. And I like Ian, I like you, but if I have an opinion about your activism, if I think something you're doing is douchey, and I have the balls to come out here and own it and publicly own everything I say, why am I a whiner? How about if I call him a whiner when he follows the meter maid around and complains about her writing tickets?
I've called Ian a whiner more than once. The whining is in the behavior, right? So if you drive out to Keene and whine about people's activism, then you're whining, right? I mean, that's just
okay,
what
so
it is.
So is when Ian yells at the parking meter maid, is he calling her out for something he disagrees with, or is he whining?
Well, when the meter maid is out threatening to steal people's cars, I think it's a little bit different, right? I mean, when we're talking about dealing with aggressors, we're talking about dealing with initiators of force here. And so, yeah, I do think that there's a different standard that's applied, as Ian had said earlier. Yeah.
Well, that's just an issue of whether someone is justified in their criticisms. That's not the difference between whining and standing up to someone and expressing your opinion openly.
Did you want to ask Chris Cantwell about one of his blog posts that he made at StopFreeKeene.com?
So there's a Stop Free Keene page, which is obviously a spoof. It's not a secret.
Not obvious to everyone.
A few people may not know. I think it's obvious. It's been discussed. It's fairly obvious.
The site, unfortunately, is down at the moment.
Though. Yeah, and that's why, I can't, like, pull out specific names. Who were some people that were called out in that blog?
Well, the blog was essentially that Chris, or the StopFreeKeene.info site, was identifying all these libertarians across the country or wherever that were complaining about the Colbert Report.
You can call them whiners, or you can just say they're people who have an opinion about activism and whether it's actually effective. And they're well-known popular libertarians who have been around for a while and who have a lot of fans and are probably representative of a lot of opinions of a lot of libertarians. And what I thought was kind of comical about that page was that it's being bragged about, that all these people who are at least theoretically on our side, who are also libertarians, some of them would self-describe as anarchists or anti-statists, are in strong disagreement and blogging about it. And that's somehow something what does that prove? Like, that you're more right because a lot of people disagree with you? People who otherwise are on your side? It seems to me like all that shows is that you're being incredibly divisive, even amongst people who would otherwise be on your side. And that, to me, is at least something to pay attention to and not to be completely dismissive about.
Well,
if the
complaint is divisiveness here, then what I would say is that, look, you know, this was in response to us getting on the Colbert Report. So for one thing,
I've been saying it for long before the Colbert Report.
I think the majority of this has more to do with envy than anything else. Now, maybe that's not your case.
I am certainly not envious of the Colbert Report. Look, I'm proud to be associated with the Free State Project, and I breathe a sigh of relief that they did not say Free State Project during that report. Not envy, trust me.
Well, no. I didn't say that was the case with you. I certainly think it's the case with Michael Dean and certainly others.
I justify that. Back that up.
Well, Michael Dean basically has gone after myself and Larkin Rose and Stefan Molyneux on a pretty regular basis for the last several months. And he gets absolutely nothing drawn to him. He has his dumb radio show is on one bird crap market and God knows where. And I just,
Chris, you've been corrected on that before. Chris. Just to be clear, let's be clear. Michael Dean's on, I think, 30 something radio stations. His show, Freedom.
Well,
let's
say there's a product out there. I may not be a big fan of the product. I can still be a fan of the marketing campaign, right? And there's a lot of media out there that's very popular that I think is awful and I strongly disagree with. Just because you can be notorious and get a lot of hits, and I get kudos, by the way, because it's a good marketing campaign. If you fire people up, get them really upset, and you're selling yourself. I understand that you're a comedian. You've got a product. You get people fired up. I'm sure it's very cathartic, and it works well, and it gets you a lot of hits. But whether or not that serves an activism goal is a completely separate subject.
Well, Jezebel
is infamous, right? I can't stand Jezebel, but they get tons of hits. That doesn't mean they're right.
Let's get Chris a chance to respond. Go ahead, Chris.
So, it is an activist goal, right? Because the idea, if the goal of your activism is something other than getting this in front of people, then I'm not entirely sure what it is. And additionally to that, not only are we getting these ideas in front of more people than anybody else, really, we've also costed the city upwards of $80,000. We got one of these people to quit their job and say that it was worse being a Keene parking enforcer than it was to be a combat veteran in Iraq. Okay, it's a situation that we're making it an unpleasurable situation to be a government agent. We're getting it in front of more eyeballs than damn near anybody else. And there are good things being done here. So if you don't like it, then don't like it. That's fine. We'll make fun of you for not liking
it. Why should we make fun of me? I got a thick skin.
Dale, you're bringing up all these noteworthy libertarians. I really am not concerned with what their opinion is.
Or mine either, apparently.
Because to me,
we've been friends for 7 years and done years and years of activism together.
Your opinion matters a lot more than somebody who just yaks on the internet.
Apparently not.
Writes scholarly journals. For me, those aren't the kind of people I'm trying to attract here. Chris, if you want to hang on, we'll bring it back. There's more coming up here in moments. 855 453. It's Free Talk Live.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Plenty of time for your call with your thoughts if you dial in now. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And by the way, if you are calling on Skype and we already have somebody on the line from Skype, I can't take your call, so just be patient. We'll see if we can make room for you here in a little bit, because we do have someone on the line right now on Skype.
If you have Bitcoin and you need a car, check out NewAgeAutoSales.com. They've got late model used cars that they've cared for from their rental fleet. And since New Age Auto Sales is selling their own well-maintained cars, you don't have to pay for the auction fees and the transport costs that go into most used cars. They're not getting passed on to you. Their cars are in great condition, and they're priced to move. They can ship anywhere in the world. So go to NewAgeAutoSales.com and see what they have. They're looking to be the Bitcoin auto dealership. With Bitcoin, your money never needs to be exchanged into dollars. It's NewAgeAutoSales.com for late model, well-maintained cars shipped anywhere in the world for Bitcoin. Many people in the Bitcoin community have said they want to be able to buy a car with Bitcoin. Now's your chance. Head on over to the website, give them a call, and buy a car from the first Bitcoin auto dealership, NewAgeAutoSales.com.
We've been discussing some of the controversial activism that has gone on here in Keene, New Hampshire. Christopher Cantwell is on the line with us here. We're going to bring him back. Dale Everett joining us in the studio. Me and Mark here as normal on Sunday nights. But, Dale, it's nice to have you in here. Good to have you back for even if just it's one night. Would, of course, love to invite you back in the future. But Chris Cantwell is on the line with us here. And, Dale, you had brought up a blog that Chris had written over at stopfreekeene.info. It's kind of a parody site. And the blog sort of outlines these noteworthy name libertarians who have been critical of some of the activism, specifically the Robin Hooding and the Colbert Report. Colbert Report did a report about the Robin Hooders, which is a group of activists who fill meters in front of parking enforcers, thereby stopping the parking enforcers from writing tickets.
Which I've done myself.
And the report was, you know, quite the funny. I thought it was funny. I really enjoyed watching it. I enjoyed making it.
Okay.
And it was it was obviously not friendly towards us, and that's what we expected. And
well,
so
the point to make here is that he was making fun of you for things that I have said that I have been critical of in the past as well. So it's not just that you were the butt of a joke. It was that it just sort of came to fruition, stuff that I've been talking about for a while.
So some people, for a lot of people, that might have been their first time seeing it, though. I mean, you're well aware of what goes on here in Keene, but a lot of libertarians seeing that was maybe their first experience with what's been going on here in Keene, and they got upset about it. Chris Cantwell, you sort of wore that as a badge of honor, and what is your response to that? I mean, shouldn't we be concerned, Chris, that these noteworthy libertarians are upset at what's going on here?
Well, first of all, I don't think most of the people who are complaining were all that noteworthy. I mean, I started off with Jack Hunter, the Southern Avenger, who, has a little bit of a reputation for his work in electoral politics. He was working for the Rand Paul administration, who I think, maybe went up and drew some sanctions against Iran after he was done, because that's better for liberty than chasing meter maids around, apparently.
Well, you wrote that article pretty soon after the Colbert Report hit. Since that article's come out, Larkin Rose, Robert Murphy. So,
Murphy came to mind.
Some of these folks who are relatively well known in the libertarian community.
And their opinions are generally pretty respected.
But without taking a shot,
it's not so much that we should be concerned that they're upset or not. It's the almost knee-jerk dismissiveness of it just for disagreeing. The complete disregard for someone expressing what otherwise could be received as constructive criticism if it wasn't so immediately dismissed, if there wasn't such a dismissive attitude of it. And that's what I think is douchey, is that sort of condescension.
That's culty is what that is. I haven't read the article, but that's what a cult leader type person would do.
That you disagree, so I don't care about what your opinion is. And it's just that open dismissiveness that, to me, is very condescending. The acting like you know all the answers and anyone who disagrees with you is wrong. It doesn't matter how widespread that opinion becomes or what people have to say to back it up. It's you're religiously married to these ideas.
Well, no, I'm not religiously married to anything. I'm looking at the data, right? And this is the whole point. This is what I said to Larkin Rose, that, you know, the fact of the matter is every piece of available data disagrees with this assumption that this is so bad, right?
No, your data is that you're getting a lot of hits. If you nail your testicles to a board on a video, presumably on a website that doesn't censor it too much, then you're probably going to get a lot of hits. You can, if you act like, if you do outrageous things, whether there's any right correctness to it or any sense to it at all, you'll probably get a lot of hits. That is not necessarily evidence that you're correct.
Well, correct is if there's no right or wrong here, right? You said earlier
it's
that you
subjective.
Understand that these
I admit
people
that.
Are sort of held to a different standard because they're aggressors, right? So, like, the question is, in my mind, if I'm trying to get people on board with an idea, I need to get them, if to change hearts and minds, I first need ears and eyeballs, okay?
Sure.
And there is no two ways about that. And the fact of the matter is that, me and Ian what we're doing out here, what a lot of us are doing out here, some of the more shocking things are the more popular things that are going on out there. And this is getting in front of more people than other things.
You're calling it popular. I'm saying you're getting a lot of hits.
It's a piece of data that is, sure, kind of hard to ignore, and it's hard for me to ignore the fact that most of the people who are complaining about it aren't seeing the same number of eyeballs.
If you nail your testicles to a wooden board, you're going to get hits. If you do outrageous things, yes, you'll get
if
eyeballs.
If you nail your
the
testicles
Free State
to
Project
a wooden
has
board.
Gotten a lot of attention ramped up over the years without doing outrageous things necessarily. They're not taking
the Free
this
State
sort
Project.
Of,
hold on, the
run
Free State
naked down the street with peanut butter on.
The bulk of their press that they've received, a lot of their press has come from the activism going on here in Keene. And the news.
The Free State Project Inc. does nothing. Okay, they do pork Fest and Liberty Forum, period. And everything else is just the Free State Project taking credit for what they want to take credit for.
There are a lot of activists out there winning elections
they don't want to take credit for.
And articles getting written about that.
That's
There's
not,
other things
those articles are not
either.
Getting written anywhere outside of New Hampshire. Look, there was a recent Telegraph article that came out of Keene. The guy had come to Keene to report on the Robin Hooding thing, and then he did an article about the Free State Project after that. Where did he come to report on the Free State Project? He came to Keene. The terrible New York Times article that came out earlier this year that, again, a lot of people were,
there was a recent article about the elections being won in
reason.
New Hampshire.
Okay. I thought we were talking about media outside of the libertarian movement. I'm talking about mainstream media hits.
You want to attract more libertarians here. Reason Magazine is a really good source to do that.
I'm not worried about Reason Magazine. They cover what goes on here in Keene.
Right, because you can't take credit for that with your outrageous
activism. I take credit for it. They've absolutely covered Keene activism in Reason Magazine multiple times.
Not that article. That article wasn't about you. I'm not
taking credit for all of it, Dale, but I'm pointing out that there was a New York Times article where people were, oh my God, it's terrible. Well, guess what? That spawned at least 5 to 7 other articles that came out of it that were very good.
Can we reiterate again, too, that I have been involved in Free Keene activism myself, and I've done lots. There's been, I said at the beginning of the show, 80-90% of it, I have no beef about it at all. If I have an opinion about 10 or 20% about it, and a lot of other libertarians agree with me, I think it's worth a little bit less condescension.
Argumentum ad populum.
Not if you're trying to make a popular statement.
He's saying a lot of other libertarians agree. I'm saying I don't care what they think. 855 450 free. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. I'm going to do what I think is right.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away. You can actually vote on stuff there. It's the Reddit-based front page. You can submit content, stuff that you think is interesting, you might want us to talk about on the radio waves. Go to freetalklive.com. You can vote the stuff up you like, vote down what you don't like. It's all free.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate your business at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. And at LegalZoom.com, it's fast, easy, and inexpensive. They do all kinds of legal documents there. I'm looking at a page of dozens of legal documents that they provide for you at LegalZoom.com, including wills, trademarks, LLCs, whatever you need. They've got it at LegalZoom.com. They've got it significantly less expensive, and it's not complicated. They ask you some questions. They fill out the forms. They're not attorneys, but they were started by an attorney. Use coupon code FTL. You save $10 on your order. LegalZoom.com. It's LegalZoom.com.
All right. So, yeah, just to recap real briefly, we've been talking about activism. Chris Cantwell was on the line. He's gone now. You can go to ChristopherCantwell.com to check out more of his stuff. But we've got Dale Everett in the studio here, Ian and Mark, as normal. We've been discussing activism, different approaches. Some of the activism that's happened here in Keene, New Hampshire, which you can see over at freekeene.com, has been offensive. Some people call it douchey or being a-holes or whatever. You're harassing the government employees, and it makes some Liberty folks, like you, Dale, uncomfortable. You don't like to watch these videos. You have called it douchey. That's a word that you've used here tonight, and you feel as though that people who have your viewpoint, who I respect as an individual, are being dismissed. You feel like you're not being heard. You're feeling it was called culty, Mark, to dismiss these opinions.
I think that it represents an incredibly condescending attitude toward people who disagree with you. And you can go all the people who disagree with you. There are the people who disagree with you a lot, mm-hmm. like the meter maids. Okay. For instance, or anyone who supports the meter maids, who provides moral support for them doing that, and all the other government bureaucrats, all those people who think that those things are justified and necessary, you obviously disagree with them strongly. That's fine. We can disagree with each other, even on these sorts of things, but it's the condescending attitude toward all those people who disagree with us that I think is what makes someone douchey. That's a kind of... this sort of sense that you know exactly what's right, and anyone who disagrees with you is that condescension toward them. Let me read these statements. I've had them on my screen for the whole show. On a Facebook conversation about this subject, you said, LOL, what a pathetic movement if one video is the talk of the community. Seriously, libertarians are a effing joke, and their reactions to this prove it. What a bunch of whiny pansies. If they can't even take a joke, what makes them think they can go up against the state? The state is in quotes. Just a bunch of intellectual wussies hiding behind their keyboards. Keene activists have more bravado in their pinky fingers than the rest of these folks. Collectively, libertarians are a effing joke. That's your allies that you're talking about.
Libertarians are a joke. Collectively, they're a joke. I'm not saying individually you're a joke.
Well, because we don't have numbers.
Their activism is not impactful because they don't have numbers. And the activism that we're doing here in Keene is impactful. We're making an impact. You can see that by the fact that we're on the Colbert Report and Good Morning America and Fox News and MSNBC. And that we're the talk of the libertarian community as well, which is why I was saying it was pathetic. Because
so is
one
Liberal Baptist Church.
One
you
video.
Know how much, you know how much attention they get? Do you know how much coverage they get? Do you know how many hits their website gets? It's a ton. How does that mean anything? How is that a criteria of judging the effectiveness of your activism?
You're not letting
universally
me
hated.
You're going off in a different direction. I'd like to respond to the statements. You wanted me to read. You wanted to read those statements, and I'm responding to them. What was I saying when I was saying that? The libertarian community as a whole, nationwide, is pathetic. And the fact that us little activists in Keene, make what there's one video on the Colbert Report that somebody doesn't like. They don't like. They can't take a joke, and they flip out saying this is the end of the liberty movement. That oh my God, they're ruining it for the rest of us. The same old crap that I've heard a zillion times. You're ruining it for the rest of us, you people out in Keene. It's my point is that there's nothing else going on in the liberty movement that's making headlines like this. There's nothing else happening out there. That's not to say there aren't things happening. That's not to say there isn't activism. Certainly people all around the country are doing different types of activism, and every now and then they'll make the local news look, these people are out cop blocking or whatever, and that's great. But nobody's making the national level splash that the activists in Keene are making, and it's a shame. It's an indictment on the entire movement that we can do it here, but nobody else can do it anywhere else. That's what I was pointing out there. It's
people
pathetic.
Are doing that.
I agree with Campbell. There's envy involved too.
There's a lot of good, like I said, there's a lot of good things that have come out of Free Keene and the rest of the Free State Project. I think there's a lot of people I don't think are getting proper credit for the progress that the Free State Project has made. And what?
Well, I just want to make a point here. So when you talk about envy, I have a difficult time when you just sort of speculate that somebody's envious. Because when I watch this video of it's called the Free Keene Squad by the mm-hmm. Colbert Report, we posted it at Facebook.freetalklive.com, I didn't feel I'm envious of Ian and his crew getting made to look like a bunch of effing clowns on one of the most popular shows in America, and consequently besmirching me and my friends and my radio program and some things I believe strongly. Envy was not the feeling that I felt. Like
I wasn't one of those people in that video.
I'm not saying that it was a primary motivator.
So I don't know. So it's this tossing out of a.
Another point though that I was making is that. These libertarians like you, Mark, you got all hurt about that. And it just shows you can't take a joke. Libertarians, you're going to get made fun of as soon as you start to get popular, as soon as you start to make an impact. You're going to get made fun of.
Making fun of stupid socialist statist. Not because I respect them and not because I believe that they're of any value. I think that quite the opposite. They are deserving of disrespect and they have no value. They are violent thugs. Mm. And that's why I make fun of them, because making fun of them is a good thing. You have both said it's a good idea to make fun of status, and it's a good idea to get made
status.
Fun of
no,
yourself.
No, not status.
Wait a second. It's a good idea to make fun of the state, and it's a good idea to get made fun of yourself. What kind of moron are you with making these statements? Either it's a value to make fun of somebody,
times the traffic,
or it's not.
Westboro
Baptist Church has traffic.
It
was
traffic is not of a value unless you can use
it. Sure, it is.
If I said 80-90% of the activism you do, I think is awesome. How do you know that that's not the stuff that's being drawing people and getting and really successful?
I know.
I mean,
that,
yeah, and 10% might be bumping up your numbers a lot because people are so furious. There's a website called Jezebel. I read their articles all the time because they say the most ridiculous, stupid things, and it gets a lot of hits, mostly because they fire people up by making outrageous claims. It's not because everyone agrees with them. It's because people are going there to argue with them and to tell them how stupid they are. Mm-hmm. And a Westboro Baptist Church is immensely popular and gets lots of press coverage.
This is the definition of a troll.
They're horrible.
You are saying that being a troll is effective activism.
It's fun to troll the liberty community. They can't take a joke.
That's not effective activism. Call it trolling, not activism.
I didn't say trolling the activism community was activism.
Yeah. The new term is jackassivism.
We didn't do the
jackass got a lot of hits.
We didn't do the Colbert Report to troll the libertarians, but it turned into a troll of the libertarians because they freaked out about it. A bunch of them did, not all of them, because some of them appreciated the comedy and they can take a joke.
They have no intention of moving either. They think you look silly from afar.
I don't care what they think.
I know.
They can think
I look
silly.
That's the problem. I'm
not afraid
what they
to
think.
Look silly. Mark, I'm not afraid to look silly. You are. You're the one who's upset about it.
We went out there.
They gave us silly bow and arrows and things like that. There were silly props. If you've
that
seen
was
this.
Not
I don't care about
the
that.
Worst of it.
I don't
by
care about
means.
That. But, that's but we went into it knowing we would be made fun of. We went into it knowing we would be lampooned. We knew we were going to be skewered. In that whole process. But we also knew that millions
of
people were going to see
it. Not about that video. That video was just what brought more attention to it. Like I said over and over, I've been talking about this since before the video. You can do most of this stuff.
You know what the difference is?
Your activism could be better if you were just receptive to constructive criticism from people who you claim to respect.
I've heard this one a million times, and I rejected it years ago. So I'm continuing to reject it. What you're saying is be respectful towards these aggressive state agents who are ruining people's lives. And I'm not going to bow, and I'm not going to cower.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying pick your battles.
Don't pick this one and don't, talk back to the parking enforcers. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Imagine going up to 100,000 miles without ever getting an oil change. Hi, I'm Sean Anthony, host of Flow of Wisdom Radio, and I am proud to present Filch Oil, a company that is dedicated to extending the life of your oil. Here's Jeremy Lehman, president of Filch Oil, Inc.
It's a brand new patented technology. It's absolutely fantastic because it's green. It helps customers extend the life of their engine oil, whether they have a gasoline vehicle or one that runs off of diesel. Either way, we've got a product that can add it onto their engine that supplements the inline filtration that allows them to take out oxidation products and moisture and extend the life of the oil easily 2 times. But what we are finding is that we've seen customers go 100,000 miles without changing their oil.
Call FilchOil.com today to extend the life of your oil. 1-800-638-3866. Mention promo code Sean. FilchOil.com. 1-800-638-3866. Mention promo code Sean. That's FilchOil.com at 1-800-638-3866. Use promo code Sean.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Although the remaining moments here are going to be loaded up with your calls. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Join Dale over on his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. You know, Dale, I think you should change the name of your website because the word anarchy is offensive to people and you need to pick your battles.
Yeah, it's another straw man. That's great.
Well, what you said here a moment ago was that I needed to pick my battles. You're critiquing some of the activism
happening
here.
That's a subjective judgment. But, I've simply tried to express constructive criticism about like 10% of the activism of Free Keen.
I don't
but
see
I'm
myself
being
as
put
battling.
On, I'm being put on, if you either agree with me 100% or I don't give a crap what you have to say.
No, that's not true.
It's a cult.
That's ridiculous.
It's a cult.
There's no charismatic leader. There's no.
You're inspiring people to come and do outrageous things, sometimes highly risky types of activism, with very questionable return on value for those sorts of sacrifices. They get used up. They leave, or they stop doing activism. They're hardcore on board for a while. I was, and you get really excited about it. Mm. But it's based on sort of religious concepts that I think it's left over. A lot of this, I think, is left over from that whole The Secret and the Law of Attraction, which is magical thinking. And that magical thinking is if I just live my life as a free person, it doesn't matter, then the world is going to somehow reflectively change in some kind of magical way. And I think activism takes thoughtfulness and looking back on the things we've done and trying to evaluate what was effective, what was not effective.
You know,
what things can we do better,
effective.
You know?
Let me tell you how I evaluate
and that's
what's
not
effective.
Happening. It's
here's how I evaluate what's effective. It's the feedback that I get.
Okay.
And I realize that you're giving me feedback saying that this is terrible. You guys are doing terrible activism in this 10% of the
time. Which you're taking as positive feedback.
No.
People disagree with me, so I must be right.
What you're ignoring is the feedback you don't. The feedback you're not privy to, right? So the feedback you're not privy to is all the people who have told us, keep it up, guys. You're doing amazing work. And I mean people who live in this area here in Keene, New Hampshire, the people who have said thank you for doing this, who have given Robin Hooders hugs on the streets, who have handed over donations.
Can I ask something about that, though?
Can you what?
Can I ask something about that?
Please.
How much of that has been since the Colbert video, for instance?
It's constant.
Because I know a lot of people, their experience with Robin Hood, there's only been a few videos, for instance. There's a lot of Robin Hood videos that aren't that shocking or people aren't being douchey in them.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of people getting notes on their windshield, like I left these notes, saying, hey, I put some money in your meter and hopefully saved you from getting a ticket. This is Robin Hood, and if you want...
People were well aware of Robin Hooding. And I expect those people to have a positive response. People were well aware of Robin Hooding before Stephen Colbert here in Keene, New Hampshire.
And most of them, because they had a sticker on their window, and most of them probably did not see those outrageous videos.
You are incorrect. The Keene Robin Hooders have been the talk of the town. It was the news story of the year in 2013. All people who are connected in any way, shape, or form to the news in Keene have heard the allegations about their harassing, their threatening, and they're intimidating. They've all heard those allegations. But yet the Robin Hooders have been on the streets this whole time, and I've been out collecting petition signatures from hundreds of people, and people would ask me, hey, are you one of the Robin Hooders? And sometimes I'm like, oh, crap, are they going to deck me? You know, right? Like, what are they going to do? Because some of these people are psychopaths. But, you know, almost every time, it's positive comments. It's people giving us positive feedback saying thank you. You know why? Because people don't like the parking enforcers.
I don't either.
And they don't like
I don't like the parking
tickets.
Enforcers.
So
but I don't. I think
you're
that
saying pick
I,
your
I,
battles.
I wouldn't feel justified in just following someone around and just shouting hateful things at them.
That's not what anyone does, Dale. Just because they show it for 10 seconds.
I just watched the video. That's what you were doing. I watched it with my own eyes.
Your video.
And yeah, I know that woman. I hear that woman is a horrible woman, and she lies sometimes.
I've never been anything
like
but nice to that lady.
I don't understand how that...
I'm always nice. That doesn't mean I want to be a douche.
Yeah,
I gotcha. I'm always nice to that lady. But she was being crazy, and I started recording that situation, and I laughed at her for being
crazy. People, go watch it yourselves. If you're listening, it's on the Facebook describing it to you. I just watched
it. Dana's in Grand Rapids. You're on
Freetalk
Live.
She's running from Ian.
Hello, Dana.
Hi, guys. I've talked to Ian and Mark several times. I'm not a regular caller, but have called many times. I talked to you guys before Dale was on. Was that Dale that read that nasty letter from someone, that the libertarians are over and this and that? Was that Dale that read that letter?
I think you were talking about the quotes that he was reading that I made on Facebook.
Yeah, I
about
read libertarian something that Ian said.
Being a joke collectively.
Okay. Well, I thought that I misunderstood that. I apologize. I thought someone wrote that in. I talked to Ian and Mark on a Saturday night back in August, and I warned you guys. I said there's a lot of conservatives who are conservatives/libertarians. And between the Democrats and the Republicans, you have the Republican Party has lost more of its members claim they're independent or libertarians and or libertarians than the Democrats. And I warned you guys, and I want to tell all three of you, I'm not going to pick sides in the thing tonight. There isn't enough time. But I warned you guys, be on the lookout, because a lot of people who Colbert and Stewart attract, they're the so-called, I use that in quotes, open-minded liberals who think that's really news that these guys are putting out. But they're going to come after you guys because you're attracting conservatives, you're attracting Republicans, and you are bleeding a little bit off the Democratic Party. So those Democrats are going to come after you guys full force. You know how dirty they are. You know how nasty they are.
Thanks for the call tonight, Dana. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I think what she's saying is I don't agree that libertarians attract Republicans over liberals. I think that libertarian-minded folks attract people from all across the political spectrum. But, you know, I can understand where she's coming from. It's certainly true that if you put it out there, whatever it is you're doing, some people are going to attack you for it. That's true.
When I took a train trip to Washington, I ended ended up getting set next to one of the senator's high-level aides, and I had a long conversation with this guy, and what he said was that essentially the biggest fear he has from a political standpoint is libertarianism on the rise in the United States.
Pat's in Norfolk. You're on Free Talk Live. Pat, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Pat. Go ahead. You've got to get on real quick here. Go ahead.
I want to talk about that. We're at the end of hurricane season. I was trying to figure out what was the largest one recorded on the East Coast.
I have no idea. I would ask Google or Wikipedia that particular question. I mean, we're just talk show hosts. We don't actually know anything.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of them, so, you know.
Yeah, there are. Thanks for the call, Pat. Let's continue here. We've got on Skype, we got James in Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live. And James, are you there? James, go ahead.
Speaking of making an impact in activism, the parking meters are still there on Keene, aren't they, Minister? But the Colbert report hit the Three Geek Squad nail right on their so-called Free Keene activist tools butt heads. Just as it's so funny for me to hear your Minister Edge that, Mark, you feel violated that Folk News, Comedy Central made fun of the film strip clubbers taking their own clips and making fun of them. I'm sure, speaking of Cantwell, by the way, and at arguments ad populum, Minister, CC, your so-called brutalist neighbor, was making, he was literally, making bragging about people and their eyeballs coming to his website.
Mm-hmm.
But there, you've got 1,600 people in a population of 1.5 million that are so-called free staters. So you're off by a factor of about 1,000.
What's your point?
Before you ever make an impact in New Hampshire.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the call tonight. We're making a fine impact. The Free State Project does have over 1,600 people here, and whether or not you like all of the activism that's happening here, it is the best, most exciting activism movement across the board. It generates more press in New Hampshire. The activism movement here, and I mean all of it, Shire Sharing, all the stuff that happens here, generates more press collectively than I think the entire liberty movement has had happen anywhere else. That's because the activists here are having an impact, whether it's the activists in Keene doing what we're doing, or whether it's people in Concord, doing legislative style things. People are getting elected here. That actually happens. Libertarians, even anarchists, getting elected in New Hampshire. Where else is that happening? Nowhere else.
Let's please give those folks some credit, even though they're not running down the street naked with peanut butter on them.
I give those people credit all the time, Dale. I mean, we constantly are talking about all of the awesome things happening here. I was one of the co-producers of the new 101 Reasons film that goes over all kinds of different things that are happening here in New Hampshire.
Okay.
So it's not like that. Right. Those people don't get credit. It's just that the people who are butthurt, like Mark Edge and all these others,
I don't know why you use this term butthurt. Yeah, again, Chris Cantwell is calling me a whiner for expressing my opinion. When you express it, you're like this bold activist who has the guts to stand up to the oppressors. And you know, I express my opinion on being butthurt and whiny as in opposition to that.
We're out of time for tonight, but you can join us again tomorrow night online at freetalklive.com or maybe on your local radio station if we're not on your local station. You can call him and ask real nicely for some more Free Talk Live. Check out Dale on his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. You can go there and read his article about douchebaggery. And this has been Free Talk Live.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Kid. If something in this facility breaks, spends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diet to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.